Hi FM, 101.9 megahertz of life.
Clive Willows is a clinical psychologist at Clive and Jill Willows Clinical Psychologist. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you doing?
Good morning, and good morning to all your listeners. I'm fine here in Pietermaritzburg. Thank you.
So here's a question for you, even though it's not the subject, because we want to talk about bullying in the workplace. But before I do that, once I've got you on the line, what advice, if you had to give a young couple getting married one item of advice, what would it be?
I would suggest that any particular issues emerging on the relationship in the relationship are dealt with as soon as possible rather than left to fester. It is far easier to address small cracks that begin to appear and resolve them up front than to leave them and try and then attend to big gaps in the relationship later on. Early intervention.
Absolutely right. Well, I think it's, we will always say, my wife and I have been married, thankfully, for over 30 years, but we always say that we haven't had an original argument since our first year. Because everything is just in one form or another the same argument.
Yeah. Yes.
Which kind of goes to what you're saying. So that is very, very sound advice. Right. But let's move on to the issue of bullying in the workplace. It's a very, very complex thing, and people are placed in a very difficult position. We do have bystanders. You can be in a meeting, somebody is being bullied, and others stand by. What is the reason for that, and how do we try and change that?
Yeah, well, there could be a number of different reasons. In psychology terms, we talk about bystander apathy, where people who are observing a bullying or some sort of verbal or other type of violence or aggression choose not to become involved. And I think, firstly, one has to accept that in our society, we don't have a consistent stance on the issue of violence, and that is very clear, for example, in gender-based violence, that there's not a consistent message at all levels of society and all institutions in society that condemns such behavior outright. Often we have groups sort of justifying their aggressive behavior as if their aggression is acceptable, but other people's aggression is not. So we really need a nice, consistent, clear message about that. And then I think that we need to recognize that society also needs to take a firm stance regarding supporting those who act positively. And the parallel here for me is the way in which society has, or rather has not, protected whistleblowers. So people become very anxious about doing the right thing because we're not living necessarily in a fair and just society. So standing up and doing the right thing, making a stance to support somebody else, may have negative consequences for that person. So rather than get involved for their own safety, for their own position of security, they keep quiet.
And that's a very big issue, because if you are if you are working for a company, essentially you are fairly vulnerable. And if a person in a senior position is bullying somebody or is treating somebody poorly, you are definitely placing yourself and possibly your family at risk if you intervene, if you are at a lower power base within the organization.
That is absolutely correct. And that's why personal power seems to be stronger than ethical power in business and in society generally. And that needs to really be a message that comes from the top and applied universally within a company or community or in the country at large in terms of what we do believe in and what we do stand for.
If you're in a situation where somebody is being treated poorly or somebody is being verbally maybe attacked by somebody else in the organization, is it better to intervene there and then or to take that person aside afterwards and raise it there?
Yeah, it's a difficult one to answer with a kind of universal yes or no.
Sure.
I think it's going to have to be a situation that is weighed up by the person witnessing the bullying and knowing the characters involved and knowing the ethos of the company. And if they believe that, for example, the top management would not condone this behavior, that would be their route to go, to say, this is happening in your organization and I want to bring it to your attention.
Yeah.
But I think to intervene in the heat of the moment, as it were, yeah, I can understand a person's nervousness to do that, even though it might be effective in some cases.
Doesn't intervention require an incredible amount of courage and self-confidence on our side? I've often noticed, in fact, I had a situation recently where I wrote an article that a lot of people didn't like, which is pretty much par for the course. But on Facebook, I was quite aggressively attacked for it. And to the extent that it was possibly a little bit unhinged, some of the emotive responses attacked me personally rather than the content of my article. And as a rule, I write my articles. I never respond to the comments on social media because I've written my article. And it's for people to decide whether they like it, don't like it, argue about it. That's cool. I'm very comfortable with that. But what quite shocked me was that people were coming up to me quietly or aside and saying, oh, I can't believe what was said, and I really felt so bad for you. And yet very, very, very few people, maybe a handful, and there were tens or maybe even hundreds of comments, very, very few people actually had the courage to stand up and say, hold on a minute, this is not okay. And I was very, very disappointed and quite surprised because I'm not somebody that feels particularly vulnerable to bullying, but I did feel as though I was being bullied and quite disappointed and even angry that nobody stood up. So but I realized as well that it does take courage and not everybody has that.
Yeah. It does take courage, and indeed, and I think the general response would be to stand back and say, oh, well, I don't agree with that person's opinion, but it's not my fight. It's not my argument. Let it play itself out in that way. And I think that, again, I come back to the ethical and the moral courage that is required in society generally if we're going to rebuild a lot of what has gone wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
And that message has to come clearly from the top and filter all the way down. But you know, we've created a society in which we tend to shrug off criminal type behavior because it's the more it becomes the norm, the more we're going to take that position of, well, I'm not going to get involved.
Absolutely. Clive Willows, a clinical psychologist at Clive and Jill Willows, clinical psychologist, talking to us about bystanders and bullying in the workplace.